Libby Purvis, July podcast 2010. Disappointment is a bitter thing. There I was chatting online to the high priests and sages of Yachting Monthly, sitting at their dock-sided feet with the usual respectful inclination of the head, for I do know my place. And they revealed that this month we would be learning about fabulous new developments in sailcloth technology. Well, my heart leapt, and then in mere seconds again it plummeted. Fabulous indeed it is, this new world of rag-hanging, membrane-sandwiched jibs with high-tech fibres, woven in new and intricate patterns around mysterious cores, mylar infiltrates, polyethylene, terephthalate, scrims and skims and films and aramids. There's even mention of taffeta, for God's sake, though. If I wanted a ball gun up my mast, I would go to Cowes and chase a debutante up there by threatening her with a winch handle. Sailcloth technology advances apace and urges us to be ever more picky and precious. Experts cheerily tell our correspondent that standard Dacron sails only hold their shape for the first hour and definitely won't do you more than three or four seasons without disgrace. Racing types agonise for hours over stretch and line and load path tension and burst into hot tears of anguish at the suggestion that their number one Genoa might have stretched 3 millimetres out of true and therefore possibly knock 1/25th of a knot off their speed on a 40-degree reach. Well, fine, God bless them. Perfectionism has its place, and I suppose it's better than sniffing all your money up your nose or bidding for a dodgy peerage. They are high-bred creatures, these racing men. They are different to us. They are finely tuned, spindly, nervous creatures who need close care and attention. But cruising sailors are a different kind of beast, stroppy, sturdy, patient working cobs. We only want to sail from A to B to C, enjoying the sea and the cloud and the wind and the dolphins. And if somebody sails past us going faster, we give a cheery wave and, perhaps out of residual pride, put down the mug of tea, peer at the burgee and have a quick trim of the staysail. Might even haul in the fishing line. We have instruments showing SOG and DTW, sure, and occasionally remember to remove the barnacles from the log impeller. But we're not enslaved to calculation and instrumentation. We'll get there. The important things are the sea around us, which is beautiful, and the boat, which is home. And when it comes to sailcloth, although like the racing sailors we can thrill to the ballroom beauty of a new sail laid out in a professional loft as white and costly as a bride, we have different needs. We have different yearnings too, and they are frankly unfulfilled by any of this learned talk of terephthalates. We remember other kinds of sail, heavy flax canvas, cotton, early synthetics. We are aware that they used to bag horribly after a while, and that canvas did your knuckles in, and cotton rotted, and terephthalene went brittle in the sun. But we hoped, as the technology developed, that the human beings handling the sails would merit just an occasional considerate thought. We imagined that the brilliant textile chemists out there were on our side, thinking about our feeble little hands clawing the damn things down and bagging them up. We thought, in short, that without compromising too much on strength, they might want to make cruising sails a bit softer, more scrunchable, baggable, handleable. Well, they didn't. Punching a mainsail into tidiness is, with every new generation, a crackling, knuckle-skinning exercise like trying to ram a triple-thickness crisp packet into a thimble. Nor does anybody care about stowage. In an era when you can stuff a four-man tent into a handbag, sailcloth doesn't even try. Our last big roller, Genoa, used to stay up even in heavy conditions, half-reefed, ruining itself while its tougher little sister lay in its bag, simply because it was frankly impossible to fold it up and bag it up at sea. The only way to get rid of the bastard was to shove the whole thing down the hatch foot by foot, where it expanded monstrously to fill the entire forecastle, making it impossible to get at the anchor locker or close the door of the heads. So this is it. I hereby found CAS, the Campaign for Softer Sailcloth. Go for it, you chemists and technologists. Embrace it, you university departments. Work towards our holy grail. We don't ask miracles. It doesn't have to be soft and strong enough to attract the Andrex puppy. We don't demand an angel choir singing the fairy liquid song. Hands that do dishes can be soft. Hands that stow mainsails even can be soft as your face. Just find the magic formula and we will queue around the block for your supercloth.